Dick?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
Oh, just so, sir.
I see we got ourselves big on television. Said that we differed, but we were great friends. Well, I didn't know we differed, I'll swear.
Where was that?
I saw it on all the NBC network last night. You just looked like a handsome young stud there getting ready to run for election. Old Carl Vinson's kind of, you edged him out of the picture. Over on the right-hand side, I turned to you and sent something to you, and the newsman said that it just shows you what happened. Said, here are two men that's supposed to be fighting each other, and said, here they are this morning. I believe that they think we're going to have a powder puff campaign or something.
I didn't see that.
I thought you watched.
Old Carl looked remarkably well, though.
Well, I figured up that thing and thought we ought to use it. Ordinarily, these authorizations, you don't pay much attention to them. But I thought it's big enough to give him something to talk about in Milledgeville when he gets his chew tobacco.
He's getting out of where he's gone to one and whether he's done the right thing. And those kind of things make him feel good.
I have got to make a statement on Panama, and to try to get the thing back where we can negotiate. The OAS is over with Rusk again this morning. They want to go to the United Nations now. And I called in one of my boys and dictated to him my ideas. He's worked it out. I've called Rusk, and he's gone over it. He thinks it's all right. He made two or three little changes about the... They'd shared the benefits of the canal with us, but it's a rather conciliatory statement. It does two things. It says that we, just what we said at the very beginning day, that we're ready to talk anywhere, anytime, and no reason why we shouldn't